Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume, improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Elevate your dining experience with Rack Porcelain USA. As the exclusive tableware brand for the Walk and Talk podcast, Rack combines exceptional craftsmanship with innovative design. Whether you're a chef, a restaurant owner, or a food enthusiast, Rack's high-quality porcelain products will enhance every meal. Discover the artistry of food presentation and make every dining occasion special. Visit RackPorcelain.com today and see how Rack can transform your table. Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume. Improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, food fam. This is the Walk and Talk podcast. I'm your host, Carl Fiadini. Today, we're podcasting on site at Cahaba Club Farm in Keystone, Florida. That's right, Keystone, Florida. I'm fascinated with farm life. Today, we get into a typical day's workload right here from the top. Listen, produce pro tip, fresh is better. Okay, let's dig in. But first, our sponsor today. Attention chefs and purchasing personnel in hotels, restaurants, and country clubs. Pazeki's Produce and Specialty Foods is your one-stop destination for quality, service, and a growing selection of specialty food products. I'm going to say service twice because you get taken care of, period. Get with Brian and company. You will not be disappointed. Contact them on their website, farmfreshfl.com. Let's welcome Walk and Talk culinary contributor, Chef Jeffrey Schlischel to the panel. How you doing, my man?
I am absolutely fantastic.
Hell yeah, I love it. Jeff, who works harder, chefs or farmers?
Hands down, farmers definitely do because they have to. They have the love and the passion for the land. They've got so many different things. And being actively involved with a lot of these farmers, and especially the marvelous Marvin that's over there, you know, you hear these stories that when we go to bed, they're still working. When we're sleeping, they're up and working. So hands down, I have to say.
I mean, that could be said for chefs.
True, but not like these guys.
Right. Right. Well,
they're definitely.
Let's get the farmer's perspective in on this. And let's welcome to the panel Marvin Wilhite, owner of Cahaba Club Microgreen Farms here in Keystone, Florida. Marvin, are you there?
Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. So you heard the question. Who works harder? Is it chefs or is it the farmer?
Chefs.
All right. You made it like too, it was too easy.
It's sauce and gravy all over again.
I don't know, man.
No, listen, man, it's Thanksgiving. My chefs are working. They're working 18-hour days. It's Sunday afternoon. You know, we're planting a few flowers. They're in there grinding out 250 covered plates. They're in a hot, hot kitchen. So, and I've been calling on them for 25 years. That's how long I've been calling on my chefs.
I don't know, Marvin. Listen, I've been here at the farm with you into the evening time. And I'm talking about, like, you know, 7 o'clock or so, 8 o'clock, and a pipe breaks somewhere. And he's like, oh, man, I got to go fix the pipes. You know what I mean? Like, what are you talking about? It's like time to go to bed. It's like already bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as I'm concerned, the farmer's life is the rougher life. But I'm going to let the two of you both win this argument. Okay.
That's fine.
Okay, good.
Marvin.
I like it when it's a win-win.
It's a win-win. So let's talk about you, Marv. So obviously your farm is gorgeous. You know, we're here on your, in your lanai, your like 10,000 square foot lanai over here. It's beautiful. We love it. And we are podcasting literally on the farm from the farm, and this is terrific.
And so we're on the other side of the farm.
Yeah, right, and you're over by. What did you build over there, man? I see you. You're like, I don't know, a few hundred yards away. What do you got going on over there?
Well, we built a new office, and we built some cabins for agritourism. So when our distributor people come down, they can have a place to stay, or friends and family, or, you know, whoever would like to stay here, they have to check it out and see if they like it.
Excellent. Is that something that is this going to be like a bed and breakfast sort of a situation too, or?
Well, no, it's not going to be a bed and breakfast, but I do have a lot of things going on in my mind in that arena.
Okay.
Right, because not this project. This project's done.
Your the quality, what you did over there, is pretty fantastic.
The amenities that he did in all those rooms are absolutely stunning.
Yeah. If I were a distributor and I was staying here, and because I was courting Marvin, or Marvin was courting me, or
whoever,
yeah, I would say that you know, you're going to be knocked off your socks.
I mean, totally.
Yeah. So excuse me, Mr. John, Mr. Producer there. What are we looking at? Do we have a live feed? What are we checking out over there?
Right now we're looking at Marvin's Airbnb.
Excellent. Okay. All right. So Marvin, you want to do a quick tour real fast before we jump into the topic for today?
Well, sure. These are just a little 500 square foot cabins. There's two queen beds. There's a kitchen with a big air fryer. You got your Keurig coffee machine. You can fit two cases of beer in the refrigerator, which is important for a lot of my friends. And the shower, you can't see them now, but they're beautiful. It's all marble, and they're high quality materials. The mattresses are amazing, 600 thread count sheets. So we just want to make sure everybody slept comfortably. There's a nice, beautiful waterfall and a koi pond out the back porch. And then the front porch is all edible flowers. And it was a ton of fun to build.
I'm thinking that you're probably going to sell a bucket load of boatload of microgreens just by nature of what you did there. It's a terrific application to what you've built here on this farm. So
I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Well, let's do this. Why don't you guys walk on back up here, and let's get into this. Let's get into today's topic. With that said, Jeff, didn't you do some work on a farm? Didn't you?
Meaning?
You've spent time on.
Oh, yeah. Several different farms.
And what did you? And for a chef's perspective, you would do that because you want to learn, right?
Yeah. Education.
And what did you do? What did you jump into?
Anything and everything that I could do. You know, in fact, I'd love to go down to Nicole Cruz's place in Bonita Springs,
sure,
and start doing some butchering and helping out down there. There's just, their schedules are not missing, you know, they're missing right now.
Well, we're getting into season two.
Mm-hmm. That's right? Another big thing. I will tell you this, that what he's doing with that ag Airbnb, that is the hottest trend right now for people, especially after COVID. They want to see where their food comes, because it's always that story. That's one of the things that how we sell when we go to sell. Think about the story when we're talking to people about what they're doing. And then here you are, Marvin. Marvin's Marvin does this beautiful two queens, and I've been in there. You've been in it. It's stunning. And to be at this farm and see how they grow microgreens and how they process it and go through the whole thing and how he goes and gets his special ingredients to do things. It's just amazing. For me, I'm geeked out.
Yeah, no. I'm,
and that guy Byron's probably going to be geeked out too.
Yeah, so. Byron is also going to be geeked out as well. We have
my boy, former executive chef Byron, who is now a mushroom grower. He's in our green room. No pun intended. We're on the farm, but he's in the green room right now. He's on deck. But yeah, I mean, listen. At the end of the day, I know Marvin intimately well, and the guy's he's a serious player, and he'll actually. He used to put product on planes when I was down in Miami, literally put it in a plane for same day. Like he would go to the airport and make it happen. And that's the truth. Like it was, you know, insane.
Mm-hmm.
He's just that kind of guy. Oh, look who's here.
He's here.
What's up, baby?
Gentlemen.
All right. You can shut that phone off.
Yeah, you can shut the, right. Shut it down. All right. So, all right, Marvin.
What time did you get up today?
You really want to know?
Yes.
I was up at 2:30.
At least he beat me, right? I mean.
Well, you woke up late. He slept in.
Yeah, well, I did. I slept. I used to get up at 3:30 for whatever the crazy reason is.
Second. Technical difficulties here.
Yeah, get a little closer, would you there, Murph?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. So what were you ready to do today over there?
I get my to-do list started about 2:30 in the morning. The things that are weighing on your mind, they wake you up. And when you wake up and you have a good dream, you need to write your things down and make sure you have your list and complete your list every day and you'll get somewhere.
What's a typical day look like on a farm?
Well,
You get up at 2:30 before the chickens, right?
I mean, yeah, but heck, I fall asleep at 8 p.m. because I'm so tired.
I wonder why.
Which is weird because I'll get texts from this guy like 10 o'clock.
Well, that's, you know, you get those flashes of things in your brain and you have to get them off your mind before you can get back to sleep. So that's what I do.
Right. All right. So you're up at 2:30. You're doing your thing. I mean, it's laborious, man.
Oh,
or laborious. I guess it depends on where you're from.
Yeah. At this point in time, I have so many good people out there working. First light is the most beautiful part of the day. I've got two people here at First Light every morning ready to get started. And we have a cup of coffee, and we look at the tables that we have to replant that morning. And that's how we start every day.
What's the typical turnaround time for, I don't know, pick a microgreen?
Oh, you know, the shortest term? Micro basil is about 21 days.
So you plant today, 21 days later, you're getting a harvest.
Yeah, you're getting a harvest. So if you plant every day for 21 days, your circle of life is complete.
And if I remember correctly, your packaging is a little is special, right?
Well,
I mean, it's
we work
it's like airtight times to the sixth power or something, right?
Well, they want us to be tamper-proof, and you know, we need to make sure that we don't have moisture condensation and things like that.
I'm going to do a special video on how to properly seal one of your containers. Because, you know, you've actually, you know, when I've had sales teams here and we've done walkthroughs in the past and all that stuff, you're like, all right, guys, look, this is how you do it. Click, click, push, pull, click, pull. And, you know, ABB, ABBA, it's like Nintendo. I don't know what's, you know.
I got some good news for you, Carl.
What?
We've got a new tamper-proof container that we're going to put in production next week. And it's simple for everyone to use. It's not near as complicated as the one we had. And we're saving a little bit on every case.
No kidding.
Yeah. And that's unusual in this market.
Especially today. Things are things getting better?
Oh, no.
No?
No.
What were you talking about? PVC pipes? I heard that was overhearing off camera.
It's still up 200%. It's still up over 200%. But
what, across the board or specific things?
Well, just to be honest, I could pull an invoice for you right now, but PVC, you know, you get a 11 cents coupling and now it's 47 cents. Just.
What about your, I mean, you need stuff that was coming over from Ukraine and everything, right? Is that still?
Well, that didn't hurt us. What hurt us the most was the lack of water in the Northwest is what hurt us the most. And that's for seed production because, you know, if you're a microgreen grower, you're going through a lot of seed. So you have to really forecast and you really have to buy a lot of seed in advance before you need it. So you got to be on top of your game so you're not short in your customers.
And what's the water shortage? And that's not going to get rectified anytime soon either. That's an ongoing issue.
No, we get two crops, maybe three, of seeds every year. So you have to have a relationship with the producers when you take down as much seed as we do. So we buy seed very far in advance, and we had to build a special building to store all that seed. And that's happened, you know, post-COVID.
Are you distributing just inside Florida, or are you not outside of Florida?
No, we have a nice heavy presence in the southeastern portion of the United States. We still send a little bit up to Chicago and New York, but everything from Birmingham over to Mobile and then east over to Hilton Head and down to the Ritz-Carlton and the Cayman Islands. That's kind of like...
So you would drop ship?
We drop ship if the distributor wants us to.
Okay.
Yeah, we drop ship.
Chef.
As long as they're paying for it.
Well, I was going to say, that doesn't sound bad for you, right?
No, as long as the chef's willing to pay for it. I mean, and let me tell you, like, you gave me product during the competition that we went to, Savor St. Pete. Bar none, probably the best microgreens I've ever had. And the wasabi, the arugula, because the
wasabi is fierce.
Oh, it's just amazing. It's life-changing.
Yeah.
It's really life-changing.
I mean, if you're into this kind of thing.
Well, if they're listening to this, they better be.
It's just like chefs. You got to have good fundamentals. I don't care if you're playing golf. I don't care if you're what you're doing. You got to have good fundamentals.
Yeah, but your process of what you do here at the farm, especially with that special thing that you kind of recycle now.
Right.
That's fantastic.
It kept us. Man, that's what kept me alive and that's another thing. Perlite, you know, a truckload used to cost me about $3,500. It's over $7,000 a truckload now. That's double. And we had two manufacturers go out in COVID, during COVID. We had two perlite manufacturers go out of business. So, you know, necessity is the brainchild of invention. Or you're going to let your farm go out of business because you don't have grow medium, or are you going to look at other options? And so we learned how to recycle. We had a mountain of perlite, and we've gone through two-thirds of it, and now we're working on expanded clay pellets for a grow medium because we're going to be going through that, and perlite's not an option because it's too expensive. So we have to stay creative every day.
That's why their job is much harder than us.
Oh, I mean, that's what I'm thinking.
We work in hot temperatures and we work with staff and all that, and we work with fire, but they're working with Mother Nature. They're working with so many other different non-variables they have no control over.
I mean, Mother Nature is really the kicker.
She kicked our butt the week of Thanksgiving. Mother Nature did.
Yeah, he was telling me off camera what happened. He lost a lot of money during that period.
Yep.
Yeah. And it was just from fog.
Just from fog. Every day.
From the fog?
Yeah.
Every day, because everything's wet.
It was super foggy. Super, super foggy. But because it's still moist, right?
Yeah, you bring in wet air through a greenhouse. All the microgreens pick up the moisture. You know, we can't have evaporators in our greenhouses unless we're growing something that's, you know, $1,500 a pound. And we're not, it's not legal for us to do that. So
true story.
So we have to, you know, we have to make sure our quality is exceptional and only cut when the time is right. And it's very unusual that we go 4 days with fog until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's very unusual, but when it happens, you'll never forget about it.
Yeah, no, that's like super Tom Jones unusual right there, man. Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's the other thing too, that we have to, you know, the farmers have to worry about. You know, I've thought when I would start interviewing farmers, what their biggest fear was. And I thought their biggest fear was going to be Mother Nature, and it wasn't. It was about losing their land.
Oh boy. Yeah, you never want to be subordinate to a landowner. You always want to be in a position of strength. So that's your first responsibility as a farmer, is you got to own your land. If you lease someone else's land and you lease it by the season, you know, you're not going to get burned too badly there, but you don't want to be subordinate. That's for sure. That was my dad's first rule of business.
Right.
What, your dad was like a sage of just, you know,
knowledge
and, you
good
know,
fundamentals
and pointers and yeah, exactly. What's your biggest, what was his best ever piece of advice for you?
It was KISS. Keep it simple, stupid. That was his first rule for me. Keep it simple.
No kidding.
I promise. And that was it.
And he was like a high level guy, like
a builder developer, started banks. I mean, he was, and he was humble. He put shoe goo on his tennis shoes when they got a hole in them, so he didn't have to buy a new pair.
Chefs and food buyers,
let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
Well, I noticed. I don't know that I could do that, but I noticed that many successful people, like your dad,
right?
That's what they do.
But he comes from that era of that, you know, the Great Depression, and people when they come out of that, they had a different mindset. They stretched the dollar.
That's a funny conversation, right? Because so you got us by just a couple of years, Marvin. Not so many.
I'm 61.
Right.
I'm 61.
You got us by a little bit, right? Not too much.
He's got me by nine.
Yeah. So when we were growing up, Gen Xers over here, our grandparents were, you know, from the Depression.
Sure.
So we were forced to eat every last, you know, green on the dish. And yeah, we were getting liver. And yeah, we were getting some, you know, horrible cuts of food.
Yeah, we had
at least a couple of times a week.
Yeah, our grandparents had their own gardens. They canned everything. They all had basements for that reason.
You know what's funny? Up in New York, my great-grandfather, as I understand it, he grew eels in bathtubs in the basement. Because, you know, it's a eat them.
High protein. Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. But in a bathtub, that's why.
You're talking about a million years ago, like maybe 2 million years ago. You know, a couple of millennia.
I won't tell you what we mix in bathtubs in college.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I know exactly what you were mixing up. Wow.
Straight
bruise. He's like, yeah, 600 an ounce, baby. Yeah. Well, all right. So, Marvin, what's next on the agenda?
For us? We've been steadily expanding our edible flowers. Tomorrow we're planting another half acre of edible flowers tomorrow. We're putting in irrigation today. So we're just trying to keep up with demand and the challenges. And in the culinary world, people are looking for color and flavor profiles, and they're looking to create an experience for their guests. And we want to help them do that.
Well, with weather like today,
perfect.
I mean, this is Cahaba Club weather.
Yeah, 3 days like this, and we make up for a bad week of Thanksgiving.
Right.
But I was very thankful. I was very thankful.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I was very thankful.
Yeah, things have been good leading leading up to today.
You know what I love about farmers, and we set off when they were talking, Byron and Marvin were talking, they were like, well, whatever help you need.
Mm-hmm.
They're just that type of mindset, you know, whatever you need. It's the same thing goes with the chef family.
Well, before you sat down, I was telling Chef that when I was working down in Miami,
right,
you would send product on planes.
Yep.
For same day.
Right.
And, like that's unheard. Like you take it to, almost uncomfortable levels of service. It's all right, I guess I have to have another child and give it to him.
It's got to be great for the chef. It's got to be good for the distributor. And if those two things don't happen, it's bad for me. So if that chef needs something, and you know, we can air freight it, and the distributor can get it the same day and distribute it that
same
night.
Same day.
Why not? Let's do it.
No, and these stories are made of, you know, like the, what's the word I'm looking for? People will never forget you.
Well, I hope it's for good reasons.
Well, I didn't
say that they were all going to be for good reasons.
Well, it's the passion he has for his product and that he wants that chef to have what he or she needs at that time period. The story of what I told about Swank. About the Marriott, when GM came downstairs, he's like, hey, your product's hot. How long has it been out? I'm like, it just got picked out of the ground.
Yeah.
So if you got a microgreen that was actually just harvested, went on a plane, flew over to Miami, and it's going to be there the very next day.
Same day.
Well, no, I'm saying to
same
that.
Same day.
Yeah. Same day to that distributor, but to the chef the next day.
Same day, baby.
We got to pre-cool it, though, before we ship it. Yeah. It is.
How do you do that?
We have a big walk-in cooler that's 38% humidity. We dry things out real fast. And, you know, we use ventilation. and we get it done. We get it dry. We don't try. You know, everybody makes mistakes. You just have to take responsibility when you do. But we're passionate about, you know, sending out dry product.
Wait, here's one. Here's a great question. When the chef receives your microgreens, where should they store it in the cooler?
Ooh.
Well,
what section?
Okay. Well, that's a very simple answer. If it's basil, you better store it above 42 degrees or it's going to be black in 24 hours. And, you know, the microgreens are just like your leafy greens that you're keeping at 37, 38 degrees. So it works the same way, whether they're microgreens, baby greens, tiny greens, they all need the same temperatures. And we all know we can't store basil below 43, 44 degrees. It turns black. So just keep it consistent, chefs.
Consistent and order what you need, man. Like, don't overorder if you don't have to.
If you do overorder, you better have a dehydrator.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess. If you have to be set up for that.
It doesn't take much.
No, it doesn't. It's actually pretty cool. You know, I have, back in 2011, I had a dehydrator, and I dehydrated a bunch of stuff. It was cool. I did it for a couple of years. And I still have. I have this this batch of random different items, you know, produce and fruit and whatever, you know, fruit and veg, and even a couple of meat items. And it's an ongoing experiment that I have. So every year I go in and I, you know, do a little taste test, whatever, and it's still good.
Mm-hmm.
Even some of the meat stuff, which is crazy.
Dehydrating concentrates the flavor of what you're trying to get out of it.
Yeah. I mean, it lasts a long time.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And again, when you have a great product like what Marvelous Marvin does.
Can you do spices, Marvin, with the microgreens? Does that not make any sense?
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't. But they're so spicy, if they're grown correctly, that you don't need to dry them and sprinkle them. It's fresh. It's eye appeal. It's eye candy. It's, you know, it's to create an experience. I think it's more eye and flavor than it is dried spice and flavor.
I think what we should do on camera is let's get John a buzz button.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, it's yeah.
Not a problem.
You know?
It would be amazing.
It's they're so good.
Do you want me to go grab one?
No. Yes. Yes, I do. I totally do. I absolutely do. But I don't want to, I'm not going to put them out there like that. We'll do it off.
Off camera.
Off camera.
Right. I'll take pictures.
Yes. 100%. We're going to do it for the, social media.
Take
teasers.
A picture of his forehead sweating and everybody will get it.
Hey, listen, John, you can either do the buzz button or just eat like 2 or 3 9-volt batteries. You know what I'm saying?
It's pretty much the same. Just lick one.
Yeah. No, you got to eat them.
Yeah.
Eat them. Just eat them.
I don't suggest y'all do that out there.
Yeah, don't do that. All right, Marvin, you are fantastic. John, if you would play the music, maestro. Yeah. Marvin, we're going to come back.
Okay.
And we are going to do like a close-up exclusive of those rooms.
All right.
Because I don't know that we got the footage that's necessary.
Well, we want to see today's harvest, too.
Yeah, I do. We want to see the harvest. I want to see the rooms. At the end of all of this, you have a beautiful place. So happy for you. Excuse me. And I appreciate you having us out. Jeff, I mean, take us out, baby. What do you say?
It's always stunning to come out here, and especially on a day like today.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, I want to do pop-ups here and have, like, barbecues and dinners out here.
I'm ready.
Amazing.
Look forward to Walk and Talk Chef Alumni. We're doing it. We're doing it. It's already in the cards.
Awesome.
All right? So
sign me up.
Everybody out there, stay tuned for the Walk and Talk Chef Alumni pop-up dinners. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it would be. 100%.
Yeah, right? I mean,
I'll bring the bourbon.
And Byron, I'm looking at you in the green room there. You're in on this. Don't just think you're going to go start, you know, growing mushrooms and never get in the kitchen again. All right, we are out.
That was fun. I hope I didn't embarrass anyone.
No. I don't think so. I got to bring a monitor.
How does the record stop?
You hit the stop.
I get it.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.
Get ready to innovate and organize your workspace with Metro. As the industry leader in storage and productivity solutions, Metro is here to transform and organize your kitchen. With their premium solutions, you'll experience the Metro difference. Metro's sturdy and versatile shelving units, workstations, holding cabinets, and utility carts are designed to streamline operations and maximize your productivity. Don't settle for imitators. Metro products last longer and offer unparalleled quality and durability. Plus, many customization options ensure that your workspace is tailored to your unique needs. Visit their website or contact them today to start designing your perfect space. Metro Shelving, your partner in organization and efficiency.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.